Unit 2, Passage 1. Greeks and Trojans at War. Both the Greek poet Homer and the Roman poet Virgil wrote of the 10-year siege of Troy by the Greeks and of the heroes and villains who did battle there. One of the most famous stories describes the sly strategy that the Greeks thought up to defeat the Trojans. The Greeks had tried not once, but on numerous occasions to force the Trojans to surrender the fortress city. Several times, the Greeks had assaulted the walls of Troy, but all of the attacks had failed. Finally, the Greeks came up with the shrewd plan. They left at the gates of Troy a huge wooden horse as a pretended peace offering. The Trojans brought the horse inside the city walls. But the wooden horse was a misleading gift, for hidden inside its huge body was a small army of Greeks who, at nightfall, climbed from the horse and opened the gates to the city. Passage 2. A false science. Alchemists were people who believed that it was possible to convert ordinary metals such as iron and lead into gold. The best known alchemists are those who practiced in Europe during the Middle Ages. They staged very impressive experiments to try to convince others that they could do as they promised. Some people believed that the possibility of great wealth justified even the most far-fetched experiments. Scientists today would dispute the ideas of the alchemists, but centuries ago, many people believed that their ideas were sound. In fact, it was not until the 1800s that scientists proved that base metals cannot be turned into gold. Failure upon failure finally persuaded most alchemists to abandon the dreams of wealth and glory. In a way, the work that the alchemists did was productive, because it sometimes led to advances in chemistry. During the Middle Ages, for example, alchemists were responsible for the discovery of mineral acids.